Yakima will soon be home to the largest farm worker housing complex in Washington. The revamped hotel officially opened today, and the first guest workers will be housed there beginning June 11th. Northwest Public Broadcasting's Esme Jimenez has more.
The Fairbridge Hotel is opening its doors to hundreds of H2A workers this month, with room for 800 beds.
It's a great opportunity for us, so we don't have to go out and build any more housing. This will be where we're going to house them now.
Fruit farmer Rob Valikoff will be running the complex with WAFLA, an HR firm that facilitates the paperwork to get temporary labor to farms in Washington. The hotel is in the midst of renovations. The kitchen was remodeled, and the rooms now have triple bunk beds and lockers for the temporary guest workers. Six will share one bathroom and a mini fridge. Workers can't cook in the rooms, but the Fairbridge will offer three meals a day and a basic convenience store and other amenities. It's sort of like a college dorm, but for seasonal workers. Cities like Yakima don't typically house guest workers. They're usually housed on the farms where they work. But that can be expensive for farmers. They have to develop valuable cropland into housing. But how did a hotel end up being the largest farm worker complex?
The city of Yakima has never actually established a definition for motel and hotel use. The absence of a regulation code is what has enabled for this motel to be converted into housing for H2A workers.
Dulce Gutierrez is on the city council. She and others worry how this will affect housing. Like much of the state, Yakima is experiencing a housing shortage. Many of the farm workers that already live in the city are largely pushed to eastern Yakima, where rents are cheaper. If farmers start buying out apartment complexes to house their temporary workers, the rent might go up for those who live there year-round. I'm Esme Jimenez, reporting in Yakima.